First of all, I advise myself to fear Allah. And then I advise you all, my brothers and sisters, to fear Allah. And know that this is the path that leads to success and to human perfection. Times that we are living in, obviously we see that is time of hardships, and it is only but natural that these things come by when there is aggression and injustice taking place. Whenever you see there is aggression and wrong and oppression that occurs, Allah takes away His blessings from that place. And now you see that they have wealth, but they don't have blessings. The wealth that they have does not have blessing. For example, if a person wrongs someone else, meaning he cheats someone or steals something from someone, he will have what he stole, like money for example, but he will not have the blessing in that money. In other words, the money will not be useful for him. And you will see that that money, as it is spent, will not be useful for him, and whatever he does spend it on brings problems for him. This is the way Allah has made this reality. And the reality is that when there is wrong that is done, when there is dhulm that is done, the outcome of it will never be useful and will never be helpful for the person doing the wrong. And if we understand that as an individual, as an individual, when we understand that, then we will also know that as a nation, when you do wrong and do injustice and rob other countries and harm other countries, the effect is that yes, you will get the oil from the country, you will get the wealth of that country, you will get all these things, but the things that you get, Allah will make it such, will bring about more problems for yourself than it's going to help you. That's the reason you see that what you earn out of hard work and honest living, you see, is much more useful for you and brings about more happiness in your life than that larger amount of money that comes out of wrong, right, and injustice. So now what happened is that when these people went around the world robbing other countries, taking what's not theirs, and then when they did come back with all this, now you see the problems that come with it are now coming. Now you see those issues that are natural when you have stolen money are here. Right? And now what happened is that all those countries that suffered at the hands of America, you see, now all those countries are recovering. But now all that money that came here through stealing from others, robbing from others, now you see that money has come with its problems. So now with all the money that they have, you see how many more problems they are getting into. This is the natural result of wrongdoing. You do wrong, that's what you get. You might be rich, but you are in problems. And the problems that you have are much more intense than the problems of the poor. A person who is poor, all he has to do is be patient upon his hunger. That's all he needs to do. But a person who is rich, when he has issues, when he has problems, the issue is not about hunger. Here the issue is about a fear that grips a person. The fear that this wealth was protecting him. And now the fear that this wealth is going to go away and he will be exposed. And that is a fear, you see, that brings down calamity on the world. Our Imams have said that there are four times when the world and the people in it, they face a severe tragedy, meaning test and trial. What is that time? One of those times is when a rich person, when a wealthy person loses his wealth. When he loses his wealth, then you see that this person will try to do whatever he can in his power to hold on to it or do something, and in that term will harm anything that comes in his way. So the best thing you do is to get out of his way, because he is not thinking rightly. And you see, he will do whatever he can to hold on to it. Even if it means that he has to kill. He will kill just to maintain that. And another word is that the Imam had said, when a person is losing his respect, when he loses his respect, meaning he's becoming exposed or something in him is being revealed, now you see that person will try to do whatever he can to hold on to that respect, no matter if it means to put others down and to slander others.
Allah.
See, so now what happens? This is the reason, you see, that people, they, in these times, it's a very hard time for everyone else, those who are around them. Since we are living here, and we are living in a state that now, for all these years, has been robbing others. Now the issues that come with stolen money are hitting them. So now that wealth that they did steal, the issues that come with that money now is here. So now you see that there's a fear of losing that money, that wealth. And at a time like this, a person is very dangerous. The person is very dangerous and can do anything that he can to maintain what he has. He'll do anything what he has in order to maintain. He will go and invade other countries, he will strike people, he will kill, he will massacre in order to maintain his wealth and status. This is the situation we find ourselves in right now. And these times require us to be patient. You know, obviously when a tyrant falls, right, all we need to do is step back and be a spectator and watch him fall. I'm trying to get in its way.
Yeah.
Right? So you know that you're not the one calling the fall, it's Allah who's calling the fall. It's a big time, it's like an elephant, you know? When an elephant is going to fall, the ant doesn't make him fall. Right? It's a bigger force that makes it fall. So the ant just has to get out of the way and let it fall. Right? And the fact is that the elephant makes others think that the system makes others think that if we fall, everyone will fall. Right? And they feel that if we fall, the whole world will go down with us. You know, and we just wanted to remind them that we have seen bigger empires fall before.
Ya Allah.
We've seen empires fall before that they were saying the same thing, that the whole world depends on us. They fell down, and after they fell down, things became much better than they were when they used to be the world power. Right? The Roman Empire was so arrogant that they think that, you know, the whole world revolves around Rome. Rome was the axis of the universe. You know, when the empire fell, right, the world did not stop spinning. You know, the world is still spinning. Everyone was still living. Life was still going on. You see, brother, this is all a mental game to make you think that you are dependent. That the world is dependent. If this economy goes down, the world economy will fall. We have heard this many times before in history. And you know what? The economy of the world, the agriculture, the farming, the provisions that are coming does not depend on American economy, it depends on Allah's mercy. This economy will be destroyed and long gone, and Allah's mercy will still be there. Right? Allah's mercy will still be there. There's no need to worry if the elephant is falling down, let it fall down, be a spectator. Just watch it fall down. Okay. After it falls down, then we are going to pick it up and maybe have a funeral for it and go on with life. Right? And we go on with our life. This is, you know, simple as that. You know, we are not going to fret, we are not going to be worried what happens. But again, as we have been warned by the Imam, that whenever a wealthy person loses his wealth, he is dangerous. He's dangerous, obviously. You know, if, for example, a big animal is going to fall down, he tries to hold on to whatever he can to keep himself up. Right? So, it's just like that with that wealthy person who falls down, he will try to hold on to anyone he can and do anything he can to stay up. And that's when he becomes dangerous. And it is said by our moms, just at that time is going to be a time of trial for you. Keep yourself in a situation where you can practice being patient. Right? Hold yourself tight, because that's what's going to happen. It's going to get rough. Right? Because you see that, you know, whenever you fall down, you look at yourself. Your hands go right away to try to hold on to something. Right? And this is like they're scratching, doing whatever they can to hold on to something to let them be a stay. But you know what? There's nothing for you to hold on to.
Ya Allah.
This is what Allah says. Allah says, you know, when Allah gives you a trial, for a mu'min. He gives something for you to hold on to. But when Allah gives you a punishment, then there's nothing for you to hold on to. You can grab what you want, but nothing's going to help you stay afloat. You're going down. Right? And you know what? We will look at this and say, you know what? Like many others before, right? Another one bites the dust. And it's finished. It's over. Right? That's all it's going to be. Right? Just one more down the drain and we start over again. Equally, until, right, Allah gives something more to someone and he gets arrogant with it and becomes another superpower. Right? And this is a test. It's going to happen every time. I mean, for example, even in individuals, right? Like, for example, if there's a group of people like we are, if Allah gives one of us something more, then either we can use that to help the community, or we can use that to dominate over the community.
Ya Allah, Allah.
I see that. So what happened is that Allah says that He gave to the wealthy so that they can become His representative to those who are poor. But the choice is that there are some who become arrogant. And say that, well, it's mine, you know, so you know, I'll make you beg.
Teach us.
You know? I'll make you do that. So what happens? Alright, you're gonna make me beg. You know, the fact is that, you know, this is how you become a superpower. Right? You hold on to that which Allah gives you and dominate over others by wealth given by Allah to you. Right? Yes, America, when it was discovered, you see, had a lot of immense natural wealth. It still does. Right? Huge amount of lands, fertile lands, rivers, and it was there for everyone to use. Allah meant it for everyone to use it. But now what happens is that there are some who came and who said that they discovered America.
Yeah, Allah.
That itself is an irony, because how can you discover something when a whole nation is living here?
Teach us.
I mean, the whole nation is living here. They're living their lives here. They discover. What do you mean discover? You just, the truth is they let you come over here and share the land with you. That's what they did. You came here. So now you're living here. So instead of trying to live here and share what the blessings Allah has given, they say that no, you know, if we share the blessings, we are equals. We can't be equals. So what happened is that they became selfish. They took that, and the people that let them come in and share the wealth that Allah had given them with them, you see, the same people they killed and massacred, took their lives. That's it, you know. Ran them away, made them refugees in their own land. And these people are there. All of them, I mean, imagine what happened. And so now what happened is that that's not going to go unanswered. That's not going to go unanswered. And you know what? Ibn Ziyad, who had organized the army to kill Imam Hussein, Kufa, after Ashura, when the ladies were arrested and they were brought before Ibn Ziyad, and he told Zainab that, you know, Allah has humiliated you. That's why He gave us the power. He gave us the hukumat, He gave us the rule, and look at what He did to you. And Hazrat Zainab recited a verse in the Quran. He said that Allah, He says in the Quran, that let them know that we have given them time to add to their sins.
Ya Allah.
To add to the resume of their sins. Right? Add to that. Why? Because you know what? A lot of times what happens is that when you see a criminal, you don't want to get him on a small charge. You want to let him go. Right? And let them do something bigger. Right? So that you get them on a bigger charge. Right? And you can put them away forever. Right? So this is what Allah does with the oppressors. He let them be. Okay, they killed the natives who were here. Allah let them be. Let them grow. They enslaved the Africans and brought them here and killed them. Allah let them be.
Yeah.
You see? But the answer is coming. Right? The answer is coming. Don't think that you're going, that you will live forever.
Yeah.
And you're just, see, you keep an animal on the farm to let it grow fat. So you can slaughter it.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, this Allah is letting America get fatter and fatter so that it can be ripe for slaughter. Right? And now, you see the time is coming. Right? And now their leaders are running helter-skelter, trying to see what to do. How to do this. I mean, see that. The time is coming, right, for that to happen. And when it happens, obviously, it's not a time, you know, for example, for us to be in the way. We just need to move away and watch them fall, and then we pick up the pieces after the fall. Right? We pick up the pieces and start building it up again in the right way. It was just a building that was built in the wrong way. Right? It can't be used, so it must be destroyed, and then we build it up again in the right way. This is what we are waiting for, that time. Right? And as it happens, now we build it up not on greed but on the fear of Allah.
SubhanAllah.
The fear of Allah, that's what we build it up on. And hence, that building is going to be strong. And whatever has happened, you see, the, you know, it's Allah who's going to take care of it, and He is taking care of it. Right? In one way or another. But for as far as we are concerned in these times that we are living in, we know that it's a strain on a lot of people. The economy is bad and all these things are bad. But imagine this, that what's happening is for the good. Right? Because the best way for a lot of people to learn their lessons is to go through hardships. That's the best way that they learn a lesson, and hopefully that they will change. And the time for our invitation, for Allah's invitation, is here. Invite the people to America. I mean, imagine this, my brothers. Who would have imagined in the past? I mean, you know, you see World War II happen. You saw all these worlds, you see that happen. Who would imagine that on a world stage like the United Nations, you will see someone come here and doing dawah to the whole world?
Teach us. Allahu Akbar.
I mean, everyone comes there, you see every other speech, it's all about their personal countries and the problems they face. Look at all the speeches at the UN, right? You see all the speeches are about what? Oh, my country is going through this problem, my country is going through that problem. And we need help in that, and we need help in this. And you have one country that came there, and not one word about their problems, but the whole time was utilized just to propagate Allah's deen.
SubhanAllah.
You see, who would have thought that a time would come like this? Right? That Allah is letting His word be known to the world at one stage. Where can you get a larger audience than that?
Teach us.
Where can you get a larger audience than that? That the whole world is listening. Allah is completing His hujjah on the world. He's completing, He's doing Itmam al-Hujjah and completing His hujjah on the world. And now you see how it's happening and how it's coming about. And we just have to be ready to do his bidding when the time comes. Be ready so that when it falls, we are there to pick it up. That's what we are getting ready for. Right? We're there to pick it up and to raise it with Allah's fear and Allah's love. Just, we need to keep that in mind. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and the blessing to be on the right path. Give us the wisdom to understand His guidance. Hasten the reappearance of our Imam. Make us His helper when He comes. وآخر الدعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
والصلاة والسلام على سيد الوصيين وأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
والصلاة والسلام على سيدة نساء العالمين وبدعة خاتم النبيين فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله عليها.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
والصلاة والسلام على سيدي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم الصلاة والسلام
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
والصلاة والسلام على علي بن حسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد وحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام والصلاة والسلام على حجة القائم المهدي
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا معينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
أما بعد just one or two minutes inshallah for us to get some idea of the month of Ramadan it being the last Friday in the month of Ramadan and last Friday of the month of Ramadan is Jumatul Wada, the Friday, the farewell Friday, the last Friday of Ramadan. It's an important day, and it is said that those who observe the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, their feet will be firm on that day when everyone's feet will be shaking. Right? And hence, this is a day of worship, this is a day of remembering Allah. And since it is the most important day in the most important months of the year, we see that Muslims are emphasize, you know, to remember Allah on this day, and obviously to have an idea that the month of Ramadan is coming to an end. To take a synopsis of the month of Ramadan, of what they have achieved, and to do whatever they can in the few days that are left to help themselves in order to gain the blessings of the month of Ramadan. So this is an ideal time for that. And the last Friday has also, and is also known as Yom al-Quds, the Day of Quds. And our late leader, Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Has designated this day for the Muslims to not only remember but protest the oppression that the enemies of Islam have perpetrated against Islam and the Muslim world by occupying the land of Palestine. The issue of Palestine is not a local issue. It's not an issue of a nation. It is an international issue that all Muslims face. Every Muslim has to be concerned about this issue because of the fact that, you see, when oppression starts, if you ignore the first entry of oppression, there's no way you can fight it at the second stage or the third stage or wherever it comes now, because you let it come in your body. Once you let it come in, it's going to spread. Israel was made illegally through a war. A war that took place, and they said that this land is occupied and now is a state. The world is watching, east and west. They watched it happen, and they legalized it. So now, if you legalize invasion of a country, and if you legalize occupation of a country, if you said that it's all right, then this means that the precedence is set to do the same every time. And hence, our leaders recognized the plan that is taking place. Imam Khomeini said, this day Muslims must protest. Protest against the oppression that is happening in Quds, in Palestine. Because that is the entry of Western hegemony on the Muslim world. It starts there. And this is something that, inshallah, we will plan from next year, that we will go on the streets and we will protest and raise our voice against that oppression which is going on. Right? And this is something that all Muslims must be a part of, because it deals with the religion itself, not with the Palestinian people. You know, in fact, a lot of people have said to me, you know, that, you know, the when you meet the people of Palestinians over here, they are the ones who are the most un-Islamic. Rude, ill-mannered, you know, people that you're going to meet. And the fact is that, you know, this struggle is not for them. Right? They just happen to be victims of what's going on there. This struggle is for Islam and the honor of Islamic world. If you let a power, anyone, any nation come to your country, I mean, if someone comes to the masjid, outside, let's say, we are standing outside, everyone's outside, someone comes to the masjid and calls someone out from the masjid, slaps him in the face, and walks away for no reason. And if everyone's like, okay, let it be. Right? Let it be. You know? Imagine what will happen? That's it. The honor that a person has, when it goes away, now anyone can come and do whatever. You have to stop it at the beginning. When you unjustly come and do wrong, that has to be stopped. Otherwise, if we let this go on, then you see, then Afghanistan, then Iraq, then Iran, then all the other places will come and fold. And you what? You have no voice. If we agree to the existence of Israel, then you have no argument against them occupying anything else. Right? I mean, what are you going to say? Well, you did it that time, but you can't do it now. And they'll say, yes, that's exactly. We did it that time, that's why we're doing it now. You were all right then, so why aren't you all right now? You see, this is the reason, my brothers. You know, I mean, this is the start. That's why we need to block this entry and fight against this entry of evil. And we need to do that, and this is inshallah that day that Imam had designated in the year as Yom al-Quds, the day of Quds, and we should all, inshallah, stand up as a ummah, as a nation, with all the other people who stand up today. And if you see the news, if you see the Islamic news, you'll see that all through the world, people are commemorating the day of Quds.
Ya Allah.
Right? And we unite with all of them in order to raise this voice, inshallah. With the help of Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to achieve His aims and to make us a part of His plan. I ask Him to hasten the reappearance of our Imam, to make us His helper when He comes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
اللهم